G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 22. I'm John Barker. Joining me, as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, we get a slight extension of the Sydney Carnival, sort of, because we've got a $2 million race, and that's the Schweppes Sydney Cup Race 8 at Royal Randwick on Saturday. Joel, You're sticking fast to your original tip in this race.
Which is the favourite, Big Duke. Of course, the race marred by that tragic incident to Al Moonquith and the fall going out of the straight. And of course, it was a half a dozen continued on. Six of them continued on, and Corey Brown thought he'd won it on polarisation, or they get a chance to win it properly on Saturday. But yeah, tricky race to assess. Obviously, you don't know how, those horses that continued on, whether it's sort of taken a bit out of them, and those ones that have been pulled out of the race, whether they're still fresh enough. It's good to see a three-year-old filly, La Squetti Spirit, in it, just going to spice things up a little bit. She was very tough in the Oaks, so yeah, look, at intriguing race. But yeah, Big Duke is my on-top selection. Sticking with him, I actually got the emergency in for second, Rock On. Needs a scratching to get in. He wasn't going to run in this race, the Kiwi. He was just coming out here for the chairman's, and that was it. But seeing as though this race got to put back 2 weeks, they've decided to throw him in. I think if he gets a run, he's a bit of a chance. I thought his chairman's run was all right. 10 Penglai Pavilion in for third, and one Who Shot the Barman for fourth.
Well, Carl, Penglai Pavilion, one of my fun facts last week were all about how you had to be drawn wide on the third day of the Randwick Carnival, and it pretty much panned out. The champagne winner jumped from five, which sort of ruined my fact that nothing had jumped from one to five and one in recent years on that day. But apart from that, they were all wide. And this week's fun fact is that nothing has jumped from outside eight in the Sydney Cup for quite some time and won. But obviously, the Sydney Cup usually earlier in the carnival, they might be tracking even wider this time. The rail's just out 2 metres. We're aiming for a soft six with Winning Post. How do you read all that?
It's been a bit confusing because the track was drying out, then they got a heavy deluge yesterday, and again, that Randwick track is like a sponge. It just absorbs the water and it holds on to it. And I don't think we'll see the track get any better than soft six. I think that's pretty much as good as it's going to get. Tricky race because I was with Penguy Pavilion originally. I want his best role is when he can lead and dictate, and that's just not going to happen with that La Squetti Spirit in the field. They'll shoot out the lights from the 2,000 metre mark, and I think the tactics with La Squetti are okay, but I think they need to be a little bit restrained. Go for home from the 1,200, go for home from the 1,300. If you shoot the lights out from the 2,000, you're going to leave yourself vulnerable and leave yourself open for something late. So I think La Squetti Spirit's presence in the field kind of ruins the race for a few on paces, and that's why I'm going for horses back in the field.
We're going straight for it.
Yeah, we'll go for it. Tally on top, going with another Godolphin horse to beat polarisation. So two Godolphin horses on top. I think Tally first go at the 3,200, shouldn't be an issue. Draws barrier one, he'll get back in the second half of the field. He'll travel well. He's certainly bred to stay by Street Cry out of Itemise, who's thrown a few distance types. Just think he's got a bit of class. He ran third in last year's derby, and that class might hold him in good stead with 55 kilos. It's big polarisation. Okay, won the race last time. He seemed to tough out the 3,200 well. Third number six, Big Duke, has the lightweight. He's thrown in. He was pulled out midway through, so he hasn't got the miles under his legs as bad as some of the others. And then for fourth, I have put in Penguy Pavilion. But interesting race. Probably not too much of a betting race for mine.
Well, as I've written in the Best Bets and the Winning Post this week, if your selection Tally does get up, Carl, that will be only the second out of eight Group 1s over 2,000 metres and further at this Sydney Carnival, won by a New South Wales stable. It's been quite a dramatic contrast that the races, the Group 1's up to 1,600 metres, 12 out of 13 won by New South Wales stables, and the races 2,000 metres and further, 6 out of 7.
Wet tracks can't get the miles into their legs, maybe. Getting the real good grass gallops into their horses to prepare their charges. That's perhaps one school of thought, I guess.
For sure. Well, Big Duke will make it 7 out of 8 if he can succeed. For the visitors, talk us through. There are, in fact, 10 races on this Randwick program, only originally scheduled for 9, in fact, scheduled for Warwick Farm. But with the presence of the Sydney Cup, we go to 10 races and we go to Randwick. And the rest of it is what we call solid off-season fare. Joel, what have you found for us as far as a best bet and a value bet go?
My best is I Thought So, race 2, number 3. Very talented horse. He come back in good order this time in, winning good form races. Went to the Gosford Guineas and should have won, threw it away. The winner did a really good job coming from the back. After a slow start, nothing against him, but I Thought So's greenness just cost him the race. I think he's been back to the trials. If he's on his game, he'll be too good. I do respect France. I think he's a nice horse, but maybe next time for him. And Conarchi is my value, race 9, number 5. Wasn't beaten too far first up. Sweet Serendipity, very quick mare, got them going before the turn, and he was up there and just couldn't quite match it, just battled a bit late. But as I said, even though he finished ninth, he was only beaten just over 2 lengths. His second up record's not that good, but his form last time in was pretty solid in this sort of grade, and he'll get the wet ground that he likes, so he can improve second up at a bit of odds.
Dream Force in that same race is my best bet of the day. I've got Conarchi in for third and respect his chances. But Dream Force on top of me was heavily backed first up with the blinkers on and was only beaten by an unbeaten Godolphin filly in Vigilance. So I thought the run had plenty of merit. Draws wide, will put itself up on the speed and does look to be going places. The 1400 metres shouldn't be an issue. Won twice over that trip last campaign, and its only defeat over that distance range came behind Tsaritsa, and the second horse in that race was actually quite handy as well by memory.
Royal Tudor,
there you go, who's gone on to bigger and better things. So Dream Force out of the mare, Eskimo Queen, hasn't missed a place in 6 starts. I think she'll be winning, and my value bet comes up in the last. It's race 10, numbers 10, Countess Marinoff. This horse is a 5-year-old mare, used to race with Mick Price, now with David Payne. This campaign been ticking along well, I think was good in Group 3 company in Aspiration 2 starts ago. Then last time, sat outside Gretna, sit sprint tempo, stuck on well on the heavy 10. A bit drier, perhaps on Saturday in that soft range. I think Countess Marinoff is a good each-way bet.
All right, just before we leave Randwick, we're always very keen to acknowledge a well-named horse, but I think by the same token, on the other side of the coin, we need to... Carl, you've got a best bets there. Race 5, number 11, can you tell me the breeding of that? Is it possibly by Tsar Im out of a Youthful Legs mare?
Yes, it is, and it's out of the mare Youthful Ego.
Tsar I'm Youthful is the name of the horse. It's almost as though the Herald Sun sub-editor has been at work. That wraps up Royal Randwick.
There you go, so your chances of getting a job at News Limited, Bucks.
Well, mate, I'm not going to take it. I don't take the filthy money. Now, Caulfield. What a point of pride. I've actually worked in journalism for 27 years and I've never taken any of Murdoch's money. Caulfield. Saturday, April 22. Plenty of money up for grabs. Some big dollars. Big dollars, big Vobis dollars, as well as a listed race. We'll just kick off with the listed race. That is race 7, Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria Bella Spree Stakes, 1100 metres. Joel.
Yeah, really good meeting. And this is a pretty handy race. I've gone with 3 Kaepernick, who's had the 2 runs back, both in Group 1 company. There's a bit of Group 1 form here, but really liked his Oakley Plate run, and then far from disgraced around Moonee Valley last start. Talented horse, he should be just about ready to win. 4 Regis first up will be steaming home. 2 Fartana, also got the Group 1 form this time in. And 10 Petit Falou, maybe going to Adelaide? Not sure, but she'll be fitter for that first up run.
Well sprung on top for me. Great effort in winning 3 starts going, defeating Boomer. Next 2 runs have been fantastic, getting back and hitting the line against the tempo and the pattern, it must be said, on both occasions. Well, maybe not so much last time in the Hariba, the tempo was genuine throughout, but they weren't making ground away from the fence and from behind, and Wellsprung was excellent. Hariba Stakes have been a strong form race as well, plenty of horses coming out of that race and performing well in subsequent. Second, I'll put in Kaepernick, class runner, recent jump out, fantastic, drops out of Group 1 company. Third, number 8, Malibu Style, will get that lovely run just in behind them that he desires and will be finishing off strongly at the end of 1100. And for fourth, number 2, Fadna.
And number 2, Fadna on top for me from 10, Petite Falouze, 12, Rocket Tommy, and 6, Crystal Dreamer. Best and value bets on the program, Joel.
Come up a bit short, Jesui Tycoon. I'll just be holding out for a bit better price. But yeah, if you're with her on debut at the 13s, now you've got to take 350. So just hang out for a better price. But talented sort, very good run on debut, ran up to her trials and just missed picking up the leader, who had the race experience. Very good run. I think she'll be very hard to beat. Silver Hawk in that race has jumped out quite well. I think 1200 on debut really suits him. So maybe a bit of odds, have a look at him. But keen on Jesui Tycoon, and my value, A Lot of Love at around $17, race 8, number 12. Good race. Plenty of hope. She takes on the boys, but I think from barrier 1, she's going to get a soft trip. And her form through the spring was really good. Didn't have a lot of luck on occasions, and that third in the Northwood Plume 3 starts ago behind Shidell, Silent Sedition. Excellent form. Had a couple of nice types behind her that day too. She rattled home from last around third. So on that, she's right up to this. She's had a quiet trial, and just see her getting a lovely soft run. If she gets the break, she can win.
Best bet for me comes up in the last race, 9, number 7, Casio. This horse is doing it all in his first campaign. Tremendous progress. He steps up to the 1600 metres here on Saturday. He was strong at the end of the Bendigo Guineas when rising the 1400 metres for the first time. The first two in that race, Milwaukee and Sword of Life, sat first and second. Casio steamed home from the back. 1600, no issue. I think he's going to measure up to group class as an older horse. And my value bet is race 8, number 2. Demonstrate, this horse is a good each way price. He's around about 16 to 1. The only time he's gone around that price was in the McNeil Stakes when he was third. All the other times he's been single figure odds. Last start effort I thought was good. He was back last in the rail. He found the line nicely. Momentum was halted halfway up the straight, but the last 200 was the quickest of the race. Back to 1200 suits, and genuine tempo should suit.
All right, my best race for number 9, Riven. Not the only one, obviously, jumping on the last start. ATC Derby 4th, $2.30 marked in your winning post. Drops from 2400 to 2000, but only had the four runs this campaign, and you'd think that form will hold up very, very well, albeit in a $250,000 race, and there is some other good form in it. But I think Riven will be very hard to beat. My value bet, race 5, number 5, Sun Quan, beat the very well-spruced and very talented Doubt I'm Dreaming in a trial, then came out and was shinsore and a little bit, not disappointed, but shinsore on debut. So if Sun Quan is fully over that, be keen to see how he goes in race 5 at Caulfield on Saturday. Morfordville, the carnival starts to warm up there with three black type races to finish us off. Key events leading up to the Goodwood, the Euclays, and the Schweppes Oaks. Carl, we'll start with race 6. It is the Hughes Chauffeur Limousines R.N. Irwin Stakes, a Group 3 over 1100.
Best bet of the day comes up here. Race 6, number 5, Atmospherical. First up from a spell is a noted first up performer. Two recent trials have been okay, and the latest was a jump out then. So it's had two trials and a jump out. The jump out was sensational, which was the most recent of those three hit outs. 6-year-old mare, maybe some may think she's getting a little bit long in the tooth, and it's been 897 days since her last win, but she draws barrier 4, draws to be prominent throughout, and I think is the class edge on her rivals to beat 6 Viadora, 3 Sabug, and 7 Petites Falouze. Interesting race though.
Race 7 is the Schweppes Vessens Stakes, registered as the Auraria. 1800 metres for 3-year-old fillies Group 3 at set weights and penalties for those on their way to the Group 1 Australasian or Schweppes Oaks. And 20 to face the starter, Carl.
Good race. I've gone with 14 Winkleman, another one for Danny O'Brien and Daniel Moore. Didn't matter who was riding this horse, though. It could have been anyone. I'd still be tipping. It's 40 to 1. I can't believe the price. It's just insane. She's very gifted. She led throughout three starts back at Seymour. She then defied the pattern of the day in closing for fourth at Mooney Valley behind Montoya's Secret, who then came out and won the Vinery Stud Stakes at Group 1 level. And then last time beat the older horses, laying in for much of the straight, but still too good for her older opposition in winning over the mile last time. She's crying out for the other distance. She gets it now. She'll settle midfield. She'll come widest in the straight, and she'll finish home over the top. Great each way bet to beat 6 Sebring Dream, who's bound to change her fortune. 3 Smart As You Think, probably one of the more gifted fillies in the race, but draws the car park. And for 4th, number 5, Savvy Dreams, the Kiwi visitor.
And the last at Morfordville on Saturday, race 8, Projection Graphics, Redelva Stakes, 1,100 metres for 3-year-olds, a listed race.
Yeah, Robert Smurden and Daniel Moore here with Motown Lil. She's won her past 2. She was strong through the line last time. 1,100 metres shouldn't be too much of a problem. She's no stranger to South Australia. She's raced competitively in that state previously. Barrier 15, she'll get back and be trying to run home over the top. I've got her the beat, number 1, El Divino, who drops out of Group 1 level. 2 Benz, which has only been beaten once when racing up against his own age group below 1,200 metres. And for 4th, number 6, Soyu 2, who is very, very talented, but just dropping back in distance. I don't know if he'll be as sharp as some of the others I've just mentioned.
Doombin, no, okay, just to recapitulate, Carl's best was race 6, number 5, Atmospherical, and Value, race 7, number 14, Winkleman. Doombin, the venue for Brisbane Racing on Saturday. Joel, and again, we warm up, head towards the carnival. 4 black type races. First of them, race 3, Mandate Princess Stakes for 3-year-old fillies over 1,600.
Gone with Siren's Fury, the Sydney visitor, scratched from Randwick. Jason Coyle sent this filly north. There looks to be 3 strong winning hopes, numbers 1, 2, 3, but I've gone with Siren's Fury. She was very good against the boys last time at Randwick at Stakes Class. Came from last, hit the line hard. I think a mile will be right up her alley. 2, our BB, blotted her copybook last week. Just looked a bit flat, but prior to that run, Rex Lipp had said that he was going to put her on an Oaks trail, so just maybe found the 1350 a bit sharp and might just be looking for the mile, so give her a good another chance. She's a good filly. 1 Candica, the other winning hope, and 5 Benfica Princess. Fitter for that first up run up to the mile. She showed a bit of promise this distance range last time in.
Second of the black type events, race 5, Mandate Ascot Handicap, over 1,200 metres. If I didn't know better, I'd think this meeting was being sponsored by Mandate. Every single race. What is Mandate? That's a bit of homework. Carl, find out for next week. Report back, please.
Ascot Handicap, I've gone with 4 in his stride. Very good at Toowoomba last start. He probably should have won if he wasn't laying in. Up the straight, but he hit the line strongly. He's a talented sort. I've got him from 7 high iron back. Just got too far back at Toowoomba last start. He's better when settling closer to the pace. This is a little bit tougher for him, but I think he can measure up. 1 into the reds, a class performer. Didn't quite show his best last prep. He's got the 59 kilos on his back here. If he's at his best, he's a chance. And 6 Divine Century, had a bit of a freshen since that last run. On the wet, didn't handle it. Back on firm, should suit.
Race 6, the Mandate Mick Dittman Place. For 3-year-olds at listed level over 1050.
Yeah, good race. Highlight of the day. 6 River Race is a favourite of mine. I've put her on top. She'll get back and charge at them. She had a really good prep last time in. Had a second to winning Rupert. And then it wasn't disgraced in the Magic Millions. Guineas finishing 6th. I've got her ahead of 2 Guard of Honour, who will be very hard to beat. Comes out of the Oakley Plate. Recent trial win in Sydney was very impressive. He's a very talented colt. 13 Cricket's probably one of the more interesting runners all day. She hasn't started since late 2015, where she was heavily backed. The spruiks were big. She crossed from the outside gate and just trotted in. She was favourite for the Magic Millions and injured a tendon, I think, and she's been off the scene a long time. She resumes here. They've given her 14 of 14, so no easy task, but she's gifted and certainly very interesting to see her return. And 9 Thunder Raider. Form around him held up well last prep. He put 3 wins together, then was placed behind Savannah Amore, which was good form. So throwing him in for 4th. All over Bossa Nova. Ringo's a rock star too. Other handy types. It's a good race.
I think, just by the way, Mandate might be a men's clothing store across Queensland.
Okay. Race 7. Good work, Carl. That's that is just amazing. Race 7, number 5, it's too good to refuse, is your selection, Joel, for the Mandate Tails Stakes over 1,600.
Too good to refuse, yes, is my on-top selection. He wants a drier track. He's been out of the winner's circle for a little while and been a bit costly. He's always in the betting, but he's a talented galloper, and as I said, back on top of the ground's the key for him. So he's on top from two single gays, good last start, just gives the impression she's ready to strike winning form. Back to 1600 here, but she's a classy filly. Cathy O'Hara goes up to ride. Won Sir Moments, he'll get back and charge home like he did last start. He just always finds it a bit difficult just because he's got that big weight. And a 10, she is what she is. Tried pretty valiantly over the 2000 and the Toowoomba Cup. She's a leader, she'll go forward, and back to the mile suits her better.
All right, your value bet was race 6, number 6, River Racer. Joel, your best comes up in a race we did not cover. That's the 4th, the Mandate, Class 6 handicap. Number 4, Land Office.
Yeah, it looks his race. He's had the two runs back. He was good first up over the 900. He always improved second up. He just ran into a really strong Class 6 race, chasing home Quartronic and a few others that go really well. And he ran pretty darn well for third. That was at Toowoomba. Third up here, he peaks. There's not a lot of winning hopes. Asserter, he's drawn wide. All Night Saint never wins first up, but he's usually competitive. He's probably the value, but he's got 60 kilos. So Land Office on the minimum really does get his chance to break through.
All right, WA Ascot. Well, if ever a carnival fell off the cliff, it's this one. We finished off in a blaze of glory on Good Friday and Easter Saturday, and now we've just got 73 acceptors for Ascot on Saturday. There is a $150,000 race. It's the RSL WA Western Australia Cup. WA doing their bit for the stayers by programming a reasonable prize money race over 3,200, but it's one of a couple of pretty ordinary long-distance events being contested over the weekend, the other one being at Caulfield, but Dark Alert would be very much favoured to take that one out, Joel, at odds on. But your best bet comes up earlier in the program, race 5, number 3, Bollywood Blitz.
Yeah, Dark Alert's opened at $1.45, I think, so yeah, you couldn't take those odds about him, but he probably just wins. Bollywood Blitz is my best for Willie Pike. Good win first up, dominant win over the 1400. Stayed at that distance second up and beaten favourite, finished seventh. It wasn't beaten that far. It was a bit of a blanket go behind the winner and just didn't quite have that same sharpness. I think definitely looking for the mile. He was a good winner over 1800 before the spell, so give him another chance. And my value in the last, the Honest Kwanzo, race 8, number 10. Third at 4 of his last 5 starts, few of them from wide gates. Barrier 1, he can settle closer and he'll get every chance. Profit Street's a pretty handy horse resuming. Dainty Test goes well. It's not a bad field, but he'll get every chance to run well at each way odds.
Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, they are racing in Auckland at Ellerslie. And, well, we don't quite have a heavy 11, but we do have a heavy 10.
Yeah, it's pretty wet. And, look, it's a good meeting. Two Group 2s, a listed race for the two-year-olds, and a few of these could be Queensland bound, particularly in the three-year-old championship stakes. There's a few horses there that could be Queensland bound. Camino Ricozzo from the Baker Forsman yard. Tavi Dream and coming through from the Logan stable. I've gone for one Charles Road, sticking with him. He was impressive at the Manawatu Classic coming out of the Derby. Came from the back and won very well. So I'm sticking with him from 4 Camino Ricozzo, 2 Tavi Dream, 11 Jake the Muss. The other features, the Easter Stakes, race 9. Two very talented four-year-olds here. Let Me Roar, 7 from 7. The sister to Lion Tamer and High Flyers won 5 from 13. I think they can fight out the finish. I've gone 18 to beat 14. Let Me Roar on top. 17 Go Nicholas for 3rd. 15, 7th up for 4th. So all the big numbers. My best bet is Newton in the last race, 10, number 9. Impressive on debut. Looked very good. He's a son of Authorised. That was on drier track. He's got to just reproduce that on heavy. If he does, I think he'll win. He's got a good future, and my value is Terrafique, race 3, number 9. It's always been a potential stakes horse, and he might just be putting it together. I remember Roger James interviewed after his second start, which was a win. He said you won't see the best of him until he's 5 or 6. And he's starting to put it together now. It was a strong win last start.
All righty. Well, just before we leave New Zealand, Joel, what is going on? Can they read a calendar or not? I mean, we've got the man at Ellerslie. We've got the Manco Easter Stakes.
It's never okay. Run it. It's the last few. Well, I know the last few years, it's always run after Easter.
Not even croquet, is it?
Okay, but that's. I'm not finished yet because The first two races here, we've got Christmas Ellerslie's Day. Irish Race Day, 27th of May, maiden. Okay. And then we've got Ellerslie's Midwinter Christmas Celebration, 27th of May. Now, I realise that Midwinter Christmas is a thing. I don't necessarily approve of, but I know that it happens. But Midwinter, 27th of May. And you've got your Irish race day on the same day. Right, yeah. I mean, what is going on over there? Give them a call.
Yeah, I'll have to get onto them. I don't know what they're doing. The VRC Trophy Race 4, I see. Good to see them. Bit of a partnership with the VRC. But yeah, no, why would you have two features on the same day? I'm not sure.
If they had the meeting at Ashburn or wherever all the university students go and they just drink up and they're very rowdy, it's like the second race of the day and you can barely hear the race floor up and cluttering of beer glasses.
Well, there was a South Island meeting last week, Riverton, not quite Riccarton, but they had 2 days and yeah, they had a huge crowd. All you could hear over the speakers while the caller was calling was just yelling and screaming. So.
All right, well, look, it's a big weekend of racing as always, so we've wrapped up Saturday. Sunday we have, speaking of rescheduled cup races, we have the Sungold Milk Terang Cup, Paul Richards' selections. This one's fallen away a bit as well. I can't remember how many were in the original race, but I think it was more than eight, and yes, one of those has already been scratched, so there's only seven left. And surprise, surprise, Richo thinks Darren Weir might pick up this, in fact, might pick up this Country Cup. He does do that occasionally. Gone for race 6, number 2, Falago. And he's got the other Weir runner, number 3, Ancient King, in for third, with Pacini, number 1, for Wayne Walters to split those two. Leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and your favourite features as well. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, I just can't quite get back on the scoreboard. Went for the Tasmanian last week, hell of a street, ran fifth, but I'm pretty confident this week with Caulfield race 4, number 9, Riven. Joel?
Well, the wolf howled last week,
yeah,
for everyone. Best on the podcast, the orange pigeon, it was just a fill-up. So we'll go for a bit more value. I like a lot of love each way at those odds. Caulfield, race 8, number 12. I think she'll run you a really good race.
And I'll go Adelaide, race 6, number 5, Atmospherical, 20 to 1.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the preview podcast.